Passage from Scripture is often misunderstood and lived out in a rather sentimental way because judging is unfortunately sometimes what we do. And so the Lord in today's gospel, when he tells us not to judge, he means not to give that final judgment as to the soul's disposition. For we can't help but judge the actions of others, but we must strive to make those excuses by which we ultimately are commending them to God's mercy. For it is to God and to God alone that final judgment may be made. But our Lord here is not telling us to simply turn off our intellects, to turn off our minds, and not make judgments. We must make judgments according to faith, but ultimately we must commend all to the mercy of God. And what the Lord is particularly instructing us to do is that we are to focus on our own personal sanctification. We are to remove all that it is in ourselves, and this particularly prepares us to commend everyone to the mercy of God, because we form the habit of commending ourselves constantly to the mercy of God ourselves, because we see those things in ourselves that keep us from union in God. And so, as members of his church, we must strive always and everywhere to strive for that holiness that the Lord has called each and every member of his mystical body, and to commend all souls to him that they may acquire the holiness that God has called them to reach. And so let us constantly strive to sanctify ourselves through prayer and through the sacraments of the church, constantly commending others to mercy, for this helps us to overcome our faults and failings. And so ultimately the Lord is telling us we must desire eternal salvation for ourselves and for all souls, and leave the final judgment to him. And so let us continue to strive for that holiness that the Lord has purchased us by his sacrifice and death, and has assured us, if we remain faithful to Holy Mother Church, commending ourselves to her constantly through her sacramental life and receiving from her the very mercy of God itself. And so we have many things to do. We have many journeys to travel as members of his mystical body, but we must do them always and everywhere, knowing that the Lord and his Holy Mother are with us at our side, and we must desire to see him with all souls, and his Mother also with all souls, always at their side, guiding them through the trials and the tribulations of this life, so ultimately all may overcome their faults, their failings, and their sins, and ultimately attain that final destiny that God has created each and every human soul for, eternal union with him, and that blessedness that alone can be acquired in heaven after a life of prayer and penance in this life, after a life of striving to please the Lord. That is the day, and then on passing from this life, we hope to receive from him that which he has promised for those who love him in this life. And so let us strive to love him always, commending all souls to his care, commending ourselves to his care, so that truly the devil may find himself empty-handed at the end of time, and heaven may be full of all those souls whose Christ purchased by his sacrifice and death on Mount Calvary. Let us strive always and everywhere to keep our eyes, one eye in this life, on the trials and the tribulations and the things that will keep us from God, but always have one eye on our eternal destiny. For this helps us, for it buoys up our hope, and then we truly believe that God will give to us what he has promised. That is, he will give to us that which alone can bring joy and happiness to the human heart, to be with him for all eternity, with all the angels, and with all the saints in heaven.